It's been just about a year since the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema opened in West El Paso, and the indie cinema chain offered not just a new way to enjoy films, but also the promise of expanded variety in the types of movies it brought to the region. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. With its recently launched Film Club, the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema continues its march to bring a more eclectic mix of film titles to the borderland. And to discuss the Alamo's latest program, I'm happy to have back on the program Kyle Alvarado, Alamo's head of programming for El Paso. Good morning.
Morning, Chuck.
Well, congratulations. 1 year anniversary. I think it was literally 1 year ago that you had a soft opening.
Yeah, it was a year ago yesterday.
Fantastic. So this is Saturday, but you've been doing something new on Tuesdays. You recently launched something called the Alamo Drafthouse Film Club. Is it a club? Is it a gang? Is it
a loose gang
affiliation of cinephiles, like-minded filmgoers?
Yeah, it's a growing cinephile community. And, you know, as everybody knows, the Alamo Drafthouse was created for movie lovers by movie lovers. And in that spirit, we decided, you know, as a theater chain, to create a club. And these films are weekly screenings. They take place every Tuesday at 7:30. Tickets for these films are $5. And films that we select are art house, world cinema, documentary features. And as you know, it's often very difficult for these smaller, more concentrated films to open up in this market. So this provides an avenue for these films to open up.
Not just harder, but they almost never come here.
it's hard. And I'm very, very excited and very proud to be able to give people an opportunity to see films like They Call Me Jag and My Name is Emily and other films like that in El Paso.
You know, I think particularly in this social media network we're in and where we all have our feeds, our news feeds and things, and people who are into film are reading blogs and other things, and they see reviews of these kinds of films and then they want to see them, but there's really no way to see them or has not been. So you're filling a real niche there. I know Alamo is still dedicated mostly to first-run big Hollywood tentpole films. You're going to be showing all of the big summer movies, filling your houses with that. But it's really great that you're finding and carving out space for this. I guess also since cinemas went digital, meaning they're not showing 35-millimeter film typically anymore, it's much easier to program smaller films that only play once or twice a week. So you're not having to do a whole week-long run and bet the farm on some small film, whether people are going to come out.
Yeah.
With the film club, what's the goal looking down the road? Are you hoping to build a stable base of people who become friends and a sort of a community around that?
Yeah. So the nice thing, you see a movie, it's rare that you get to just sort of sit in the theater and talk about it. So with these film club screenings, we build in, about 30 to 40 minutes for everybody just to talk about the film.
There's conversation.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And sometimes with films like They Call Me Jag, which is an Italian superhero film, we ended up discussing the state of the genre, the international response to it, how different tastes can sort of shape how we respond to these films. You know, when you compare a gritty, gory, violent film like Jag to Guardians of the Galaxy, you see a lot of different tastes. You see how the studios interact with the film, and that was one of the more interesting things that the club talked about.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that I feel like we're in an age where there's so much available online now, and our social media, the digital noise that surrounds us and walks with us every hour of our waking life, that there's kind of a pendulum swing going back to people looking for real experiences and actual human connection again.
Yeah.
And do you sense that on the film side that people are wanting to come out and are excited to be discussing these films one-on-one and in groups?
I think
versus
so.
Just anonymously blogging about them? Or
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because of streaming and all that stuff, I think the movie-going experience has changed. People watch it on their phones, on their tablets. The actual experience of sitting in a dark theater with people you may not know or people you have tentative relationships with has shifted. And this is a collective effort to sort of bring cinema back to the community. And that is a very exciting thing for us.
Which is where it is the most powerful and impactful.
Yeah.
And I mean, you and I both watch probably the majority of our titles on a smaller screen in our homes, but there's nothing like sharing that experience and the richness of seeing something big on in a theater. And you do pick up a vibe with an audience.
Oh, yeah.
And it adjusts how you perceive a film.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, our next film club title is the Laura Poitras documentary Risk.
This coming Tuesday at 7:30.
7:30, $5. Everybody come. And it's her follow-up to Citizen Four, which is the documentary she won the Oscar for, following Edward Snowden around. And this one follows Julian Assange. She's the controversial publisher of WikiLeaks.
Yep.
And it's a fascinating documentary. Originally, she set out to do a documentary strictly on journalism and the modern surveillance state. And, you know, she spent 6 years with him and his crew. And she realized that there's a little more to Assange, and it's kind of a warts and all documentary. And reportedly, after seeing the film, he was so upset with his own portrayal, you know, it's his words on camera,
right,
that he stopped talking to her.
Interesting. And she's made a career out of doing these groundbreaking documentaries that are really going deep into the war on terror, Afghanistan, Iraq, the security state, as you say, and has faced a great deal of persecution herself. Lightly and sometimes not so lightly from our own government, where they've made her life difficult when she moves around the country or around the world, flying and inspections and detainment.
Yeah,
but her films always take something polarizing ideas and go deeper into them and open the story up in ways that you don't always expect. I highly recommend Risk, just on the basis of Citizen Four, which was an incredible view into the Edward Snowden story.
Yeah.
What else do you have coming up in May?
So on May 16th, we're showing Buster Small Heart, and that stars Rami Malek. He's the, if you're a fan of Mr. Robot, he's the lead actor in that. And this is, it's almost like a, it's a cousin to that character that he plays. He, the film jumps back and forth in time, and you know he is known as Buster because he, during certain sections of the film, he's known as this mountain man who breaks into homes and just kind of lives off of people's vacation areas, and he's called Buster because he calls radio shows and he keeps ranting about something called the inversion, and it's a very interesting performance. He's funny, he's charming, he's scary. There's one scene where he's all that all at once. It's a dinner scene. I won't spoil it, but it's a fantastic little film. And you know, a film like that typically wouldn't open in El Paso. We would be lucky
not at all
if we would get a trailer on it somewhere, but you know, now we actually get to show it in the right proper setting. It has a lot of beautiful shots in it. And yeah, that's May 16th. And the other one that I'm excited about is Keddie. And that is May 23rd. And it's another documentary feature. And just because the internet is obsessed with cats, it's a documentary about Turkish cats that roam the metropolis of Istanbul freely. It's hundreds of cats, maybe thousands of them.
And I've been there and I've seen them.
And it's adorable. And I think something like that, you know, you could watch it on your television or you could watch it with an audience and hear and feel and pick up on the collective energy of everybody just sort of losing their minds over adorable cats.
I love that two of the three selections you've got coming up are documentaries, because not only do the indie and art house films and foreign titles rarely make it to El Paso, but documentaries almost never do. So it's great that you're supporting that and a very interesting mix. As you build the attendance, I know the Alamo has smaller theaters, so that you can kind of build this. Where would you hope to take this over the next year?
I mean, in a perfect world, I would love to take this to our largest theater and have everybody just show up once a week. And you know, I would like to build trust. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see a title that you haven't heard of, but you know, we have done right by you on all these titles, hopefully you'll take a chance and maybe you'll see Italian film about a superhero or a documentary on cats or a documentary that I'm excited to bring called Tickling Giants, which is about how satire can essentially bring down a government.
And we're watching that play out in real time sometimes. So people should just circle Tuesday nights now.
Yeah, Tuesday nights.
Forget Thursday night as the preamble to the weekend. Might as well start early on Tuesday night.
Exactly.
Treat yourself to something. Either a post or pre-weekend night out. tell me about the other stuff you've got going on, because I've noticed in your programming, you have certain nights where you're also doing some other one-off programming, tends to be thematic or mm-hmm. geared towards a certain demographic. What, give us a big view of the Alamo programming calendar and some of the special things that you've got.
So one thing that I'm excited about is we're starting a late night horror series. It's every Friday at 10 p.m. we're going to show repertory horror titles. And yesterday we showed Return of the Living Dead, which I don't think a lot of people give it credits. I think it's a fun, gory little film. And every Friday we're going to be showing in order Dawn of the Dead, the remake, on 5/12, Zombie, the Lucio Fulci film.
Yeah.
So amazing. And just to add different aspects of the genre, we're going to circle back and end with Zombieland, which...
So May is Zombie Month.
Yeah, Zombie Month.
But you also have like a women's night.
Yeah, every Wednesday we typically try to show, and I don't like calling them girly films, but we try to show kind of female-centered films on Wednesdays. Sundays, we'll show kind of classic or contemporary films, films that you may not have had the chance to see on a big screen. Tuesdays are film clubs, and every now and again, hopefully weekly, we'll have a movie party. And there's a couple movie parties coming up in May that I'm excited for. The two of which that I'm most excited about are the Three Amigos movie party and the Clue movie party.
So lots going on in and around all of the big tentpole films.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's almost every night you've got something interesting, a one-off that people could engage in. Mm-hmm. And I know you also decorate the lobby and do other things. I should add a disclaimer here that my own film series, The Film Salon, has been you've been hosting us at your theater for a year. So mm-hmm. I'm not a completely impartial visitor, but I've seen firsthand your interest and Alamo's interest in as a brand in developing all of these communities around going back to the cinema, and it's refreshing. Did you grow up always watching movies, always fascinated with movies, or does that come a little later in life?
Pretty much my entire life. It's always been a thing of mine. I would always go with my family, and then once my tastes started to diverge from tent poles, I would just go to the movies mm-hmm. alone and just sort of sit in the theater and enjoy them. And now I'm happy that I'm in a place where I can share movies with all sorts of people.
Sounds like a dream job. Well, thanks so much, Kyle, for coming in and talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm discussing the new Alamo Drafthouse Film Club with Alamo's creative manager, Kyle Alvarado. To keep up to date on special film club screenings, join their Facebook page at Alamo Drafthouse Film Club /El Paso, or check out the movie listings at drafthouse.com/El Paso. Your website always has a number of things listed there on the special programming side. A final program note for local filmmakers, the Plaza Classic Film Festival is accepting film submissions through Tuesday, June 9th. There is no submission fee, and the festival is accepting both short films and feature-length work. For more information, log on to plazaclassic.com/localflavor. On Films Engineer is Evan Walsh. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.